Good morning. My name is Jessica Borelli, and I'm with the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, the Bureau of STD Control. So in New York City, we have 10 clinics, public clinics across our five boroughs. We offer free and confidential STD testing and treatment on a walk-in basis to anyone who's 12 years of age or older. The majority of the services that we provide include gonorrhea and chlamydia testing, as well as syphilis and herpes diagnosis and treatment, HIV testing, targeted hepatitis C testing, hepatitis A and B vaccinations, pap smears, and emergency contraception. Until recently, MDs were the only ones, were our only providers on our staff who could offer clinical care for our patients, and so this meant that anyone who wanted to see, anyone who came to our clinic seeking care would have to wait to see a physician. In 2007, we had approximately 115,000 visits. There were a number of changes to STD clinic practices before and during 2005, which led to routinely offering express visits. In 2004, we introduced rapid HIV testing, and as a result, we saw that our overall patient volume increased, that our proportion of clinical visits where STD diagnoses were made had decreased, and the number of available physician visits was exceeded. In order to accommodate for the additional patients seeking care, late in 2005, we informally began to offer a new visit type for asymptomatic patients who didn't want to wait to see a physician. They were offered gonorrhea and chlamydia testing by urine NETs without having to see a physician. Through word of mouth, the screening visit option became popular, and it was a sought-after visit type with our patients at our clinic. So each of these events led to our decision to formally create and introduce an express visit option to all of our patients. And so at the beginning of 2006, we began to offer what is now called the express visit. And an express visit is a screening visit without having to see a physician. We determined that eligibility requirements for an express visit would be assessed at triage. If patients fulfill the following criteria, they were eligible and they would be offered an express visit. Patients must be asymptomatic, have no known contact to an STD case, and otherwise do not wish or need to see a physician, for example, for emergency contraception or vaccinations. And I want to note that all patients are always offered in the option to see a physician, and it's up to their discretion to either accept a MD or an express visit. Once patients are determined to be eligible, without having to wait to see a physician, they're offered the following testing options. They're offered gonorrhea and chlamydia testing, urine nucleic acid amplified testing, syphilis by serum, RPR, and an HIV oral rapid test. The objective of our study was to evaluate the impact of routine express visits on the diagnosis and treatment of gonorrhea and chlamydia for patients that came to our clinics. To evaluate the impact of express visits, we created two study periods. We were looking at September to December 2005, which was before express visits was made routine, and September through December 2006, which was after. Our study population included patients who had either an MD or express visit at one of our bureau clinics within these time frames, and our data source was electronic medical records. One of our clinics was excluded from the study because it was closed for construction during our 2006 study period. In order to analyze the impacts, in order to analyze the impact of introducing the visits on clinical care, we grouped patient visits into two additional groups, those who had express visits versus those who had physician visits. Visits where patients did not see a physician and had a gonorrhea or chlamydia urine net test order, they were categorized as express visits, and those who saw a physician, they were categorized as a physician visit. Our outcomes of interest included the number of express visits versus the number of MD visits, the proportion of MD visits that were symptomatic, the number of gonorrhea and chlamydia infections detected as well as treated. And I want to note that all of our positive cases were lab confirmed. While an express visit patient only, their testing option was limited to urine NATs. MD visit patients could have had gonorrhea testing by culture or NAT, and or chlamydia testing by NAT, and that's for any anatomic site, including anal, oral, cervical, urethral, or a urine specimen. We also calculated the time to treatment for all positive patients who received treatment at our clinics for either gonorrhea or chlamydia. Of these infections, we looked at for those patients who received treatment either on their day of visit or a future day of visit, which was within the following 30 days after the original visit. For positive patients who received treatment on a future day of visit, we calculated the number of days between the day of visit where the specimen for gonorrhea and chlamydia was collected and the day of visit where treatment was documented. We also looked at the median time to treatment for patients who received treatment after their original day of visit. Our first result slide looks at an overall picture. So we're looking at the total number of visits by visit type and study period. MD visits are shown here in blue, and express visits are shown here in green. The total number of express visits in 2005 was 19,925. While in 2006, the total number was 24,485. This represents a 23% increase in the total number of patient visits, which were either MD or express. If we take a closer look at the green bars, we'll see those represent the express visits. And in 2005, it was 1,476, while in 2006, it was 6,064. These two pie charts, we're looking at MD visits in more detail, and where the red areas look at the proportion symptomatic. So as you can see, the total number, the N's here, are actually the number of visits, MD visits. So you can see that they're relatively unchanged from 2005 to 2006. However, the proportion of symptomatic patients that physicians saw rose by 16% from 1 year to the next, and this represented a significant increase with a p-value of less than 0.0001. So how did the increase in patient volume affect gonorrhea and chlamydia detection and positivity? This bar graph shows the total number of gonorrhea and chlamydia tests done by year. All anatomic sites were included in this count, and the respective percent of visits with tests that resulted in positives, shown here in red. In 2005, there were about 16,000 gonorrhea and chlamydia tests, which were done at either an MD or an express visit, while in 2006, there were about 20,000 gonorrhea, there were about 20,000 gonorrhea and chlamydia tests, visits with tests done. Overall, our testing volume had increased by about 4,000 tests, and this also represents a 23% increase from 1 year to the next. The proportion of positive cases, again represented here in red, remained about the same, which was 13% for each year. This table shows gonorrhea and chlamydia testing and positivity by visit type and study period. A few things worth noting here are the bulk of gonorrhea and chlamydia testing is done at MD visits, shown within the first row and within the MD column. There was a little change in GC and CT positivity at MD visits from 1 year to the next. We see in 2005 it was 14%, and in 2006 it was 15%. Also, the gonorrhea and chlamydia positivity at express visits was lower than that at MD visits, with the lowest observed positivity in 2006, which was 9%. This table shows the time to treatment by visit type and year. The type of visit is represented in the left column with the year across the top right. In 2005, 92% of positive gonorrhea and chlamydia tests resulting from MD visits were treated. In 2006, 96%. The majority were treated on their day of visit. In 2005, it was 76%, and in 2006, well, it was 82%. This is not surprising, since we know that presumptive treatment is common, and that the majority of the MT visits are symptomatic for patients, are for symptomatic patients. And that the proportion we saw in the few slides previous to this, that symptomatic, the proportion symptomatic increased from 2005 to 2006. Of those not treated on their day of visit, in 2005, 17% were treated at a later visit, and in 2006, there were 14% treated at a later visit within 30 days. The median time to treatment in 2005 was 14 days, and in 2006 it was 13 days. With regards to express visits, we see that within 30 days we had, because no one on an express visit can be treated on their day of visit since they're not seeing, the patients aren't seeing a physician, we see that 78% of gonorrhea and chlamydia positive patients were treated in 2005 on a later date, and in 2006, 82%. And the median time to treatment was 10 days in 2005 and 9 days in 2006 for express visit patients. So this slide summarizes really the differences between the two study periods. So the total MD and express visits in 2005 and the total MD and express visits in 2006. And what we can see compared to 2005, that in 2006 we saw that there was more gonorrhea and chlamydia tests were actually done. More positive tests resulted and more cases of disease were treated. I'd like to mention a few study limitations. Although a rare event, sometimes physicians may not have electronically signed his or her chart, and this may have led to miscategorization on our part, putting, you know, maybe an MD visit as an assigning it to an express visit. Also, our study periods were constrained by the earliest dates at which our clinics began to utilize the our electronic medical record system, which was September 2005. And then our analysis doesn't account for other changes in clinic practice. For example, electronic requisitioning and reporting of gonorrhea and chlamydia NATs, became routine in 2006, and so this reduced our time to our turnaround time for test results, and this might have explained the decrease in time to treatment that we saw from one study period to the next. And in conclusion, just want to say from this analysis that we can see that express visits enabled gonorrhea and chlamydia test screening of a large number of asymptomatic patients, that MD resources were better directed towards symptomatic patients, that more gonorrhea and chlamydia positive patients were treated, and that the overall time to treatment for positive patients improved. Finally, I would like to thank everyone who was involved with the routine introduction of express visits, and as well as those who contributed to this analysis. Okay, any questions? Yes. So the question was, so we did not exclude MSM from our express visit option. But one of our questions within triage is, have you had receptive anal sex? I mean, so I'm assuming that your question has to do with...
so would it probably be answered down to out of express?
Yes.
How or when were patients given the option or were treated in triage? Is it similar to the previous speaker?
Oh, yeah, I did mention it was at triage. So every patient comes in, the flow is similar for everyone, or the group comes in, they're offered a a triage card, which everyone writes down their risk behaviors and options of testing that they want, and then they speak to, they have a conversation as far as their triage that goes over the card and their risk behaviors as well as the options.
So you actually does show up and then leave, or they get their express rather than MD?
Yes, and at that point they're, right, and they're offered an MD visit if that's what they would like. Right, but we are capturing that they, you know, that patient, and we're testing them versus them walking away.
One more question.
What was the reaction or the reception to this idea from your clinician? Now, when I introduced this to our clinic, they were kind of, I guess, hesitant, but this may become the method of, you know, treatment versus, you know, animation versus waiting.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not.
Repeat the question.
The question had to do with the clinician's opinion of the introduction of express visits, and the person asking the question was just mentioning that when she introduced the idea, they were concerned about this becoming the routine method of care versus a physician exam. To be honest, I don't know the exact response, but there are a few people that are in the audience that may be able to better answer that. I know Susan Wright is our clinic director.
All right, thank you. The next presenter is going to present a paper entitled Developing and Improving a Fast Track STD Services Program in Chicago STD Clinics. William Wong, there you are. Click on your. Walk for you.